I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When a woman with diabetes keeps her blood sugar well controlled before and during pregnancy, she increases her chances of having a healthy baby. To talk about diabetes in pregnancy is Dr. Andrea Loftley. She's an assistant professor of medicine and an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loftley, tell us about diabetes during pregnancy.
Diabetes comes in two very basic varieties during pregnancy. So you can have pre-gestational diabetes, which is really defined as diabetes type 1 or diabetes type 2 prior to the onset of pregnancy. Then there's gestational diabetes, and this by definition is no existence of diabetes prior to pregnancy. This is diabetes that's diagnosed between the 24th and 28th weeks of pregnancy.
How many women have diabetes during pregnancy?
So 2 to 10% of all pregnancies are affected by gestational diabetes, so that's quite broad. And of course, those statistics differ depending on the region of the United States and other factors.
What can women with diabetes do before they get pregnant to have a healthy pregnancy?
Preventative mechanisms are so important. The very first thing I recommend women do is plan for this pregnancy. Plan for great diabetes control at least 6 months out prior to becoming pregnant. You know, notifying your healthcare providers and your healthcare team that you want to become pregnant, that's something else that's very important, so that medications that aren't safe can be removed. Getting on a prenatal vitamin or a multivitamin that has at least 400 micrograms of folic acid, and healthy lifestyle, eating well and making sure you're active every single day.
How is diabetes typically managed during pregnancy, and are there extra prenatal visits?
During the pregnancy, a woman will definitely need to check her blood sugars every day, fasting. She'll need to check those blood sugars after the meal and make record of those readings. Now, there will be frequent visits, and in some cases, the patient will be under the care of an obstetrician and an endocrinologist, and in some cases, maybe just the obstetrician. We are investigating a collaborative model here at MUSC where the woman would be able to get both specialists simultaneously present to manage the care of the diabetes, but the visits will be much more frequent with the intention of really getting those blood glucose levels down to goal.
What can pregnant women with diabetes do as far as their lifestyle or any additional things during pregnancy?
Yes, and so really it's diet is very, very, very key. So sometimes even meeting with a registered dietitian is helpful. A lot of registered dietitians are also certified diabetes educators. Taking your medications as directed by the provider, also very, very important.
And Dr. Loftley, if women with diabetes really work hard at controlling their blood sugar, sticking with all their appointments and working with their care providers, can they really decrease the likelihood of having complications?
Absolutely. So having diabetes during pregnancy does not mean you'll have complications. It just means the risk is slightly increased, but absolutely good adherence to the recommendations of your healthcare provider and taking excellent care of yourself. And then remaining active, all of those things, stress reduction during pregnancy, can really improve a woman's chances of having a healthy baby and a safe delivery.
Dr. Loftley, thanks for providing information about diabetes during pregnancy.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.